Here's Gerard Glant, the first coach of the Vegas Golden Knights. Bruce Boudreau, you should know, came out and is really supportive of you getting this job, Gerard, as you joined Darren Millard, Gord Stellick, and Jeff Merrick. He said, George McPhee has always made great decisions, except for one or two, which goes back to him with the Washington Capitals. So he's supporting you. Congratulations. How long has this been in the works? Can you share that with us?
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, no, the first time I talked to George about it was probably in mid-December. He gave me a call and he asked me if I had any interest in the Vegas Knights job, and I said definitely had a lot of interest in it. So that was the first time we had a phone conversation, and then I did an interview probably in mid-January, and I flew out here for 2 days, and we met for 3 or 4 hours and with him and Kelly McCrimmon and Misha Daskoff and the owner, and we sat there and talked, and from that point on we talked probably once a week or once every 2 weeks about the job and the process he was going through to hire his new coach. So it was good. It was a long process, but it was real good, and it was everything I expected when we talked.
In talking to him, what do you think the keys are in putting the kind of team together? I mean, people have high expectations. Gary Bettman seems to allude that it should be better than an average expansion team. You'll have very few young players. You'll have guys looking for their second, third crack at it, whatever it may be. I mean, what was your philosophy, strategy in attacking this challenge?
You know what? I mean, to be honest with you, I haven't thought a whole lot about it right now, and we really haven't got into it. I just came out here for 2 days, and it was just about getting the job and, doing all the interviews and the press conference and everything. So, but I mean, I agree with exactly what you just said. I mean, we should be ahead of the other expansion teams with the way it's going to work them and with the protected list. And I think we're going to have a, very competitive, hardworking hockey team. And, you try and build your hockey team with great leaders and characters and, so we'll go from there. But it's going to be a process where, we try and get better every day out here. And like you said, it's going to be a battle with expansion teams, but I think we're going to have a good team.
And eventually this is going to be, a very young hockey team. And I was talking to someone, Gerard, yesterday, who played for you in Florida very briefly as a young hockey player. I won't say who it was. And I said, what did you make of Gerard Glant? How was he as a head coach? And he said, I was only in Florida briefly, only a handful of games, but he made me feel good. He made me feel like I was part of the team. And I said, give me an example. And he said, every now and then, be playing and Gerard would come by and he would say, if I was a smarter man, I'd put you on the ice right now. And he said, I knew I wasn't going on the ice, but Gerard Glant made me feel good just to be on the team at that moment. What's your mindset handling young hockey players in 2017 in the NHL, Gerard?
Before you answer that, just know that I have a different story to tell about players playing for you after
okay.
this. Okay, Gerard? And it's
yeah,
a personal
exactly.
story.
No, and you know what? I always think about the guys in your third and fourth line that sometimes you don't play enough and you can't play enough, and that's a big part of my coaching. I'm a firm believer that if you're going to have success, you're going to have 23 guys in your team. That's going to be a big part of it, and I try to make everybody feel good. I know that's not possible every night, but that's the way I try and coach, and people will say I'm a player's coach, and I agree with that, but sometimes you got to get tough and you get a little bit mean at times. But for the most part, I try and be a fair guy, and I try and treat all the players, the same way. And it's tough, but like you said, that's what I try and do.
Yeah, you're a great guy until you're coaching a charity game and you find out I'm your goalie.
Well, I want a chance to win.
No chance to win. That's exactly what he's saying. Can I trade you for McIntyre halfway through? So tell me about hanging out with Britney Spears.
Oh.
That came out already, eh?
Yeah. It's Vegas, baby. It's Vegas. Get used to it.
Yeah. No, we looked good together, didn't we?
You did.
Yeah.
So, when did you know that was going to happen?
That wasn't the real Britney Spears. You know that.
No. We know that, but did you know that was going to happen? Like they were going to set that thing up?
I actually walked in and I looked and I had to take a double look and a third look before I realized what it was. And then I said, and they asked me, he said, can you please take a picture? And I said, yeah, no problem. So I had no idea.
It looks good. It's fun. It's different. It's, I guess it's what you're going to have to do in Vegas. Sell a game a little bit.
Oh, for sure. No, well, that's not me. You know better than that. So for a couple of days and then I'm getting back to hockey.
Hey, now, I know you have moved forward, okay, but I'm just curious with what happened, was announced out of Florida a couple of days ago, basically saying, you know something, maybe all the stuff we did, we should have just gone back to last year and left well enough alone and Dale Tallon in charge. What do you feel when you hear all that, given what you went through?
Well, you know what, to be honest with you, I mean, I have, that's the first I heard of that. I know Dale's back in charge and everything, and you know, it just surprised me over the summertime. Like I said, we had such a good year, and we had such, you know, our leadership was so good, and our character guys were so good, and you know, we done some things that a lot of us didn't agree with, and you know, sometimes you know, ownership listens to different people, and from what happened last year, it was you know, they trusted some people, and it probably went the wrong way. And like I said, you know, I had 2.5 great years there, and I loved every minute of it, and it's a shame the way things went down at the end of it, but. You know, that's, you know, sometimes you make decisions in that, but you know, I moved on. I mean, after the first 2 weeks when I got let go, it was real tough. But after that, you tried to move on, trying to get ready for your next gig, and you know, working for me, this came up, and you know, I'm really looking forward to this.
Did you speak to any other teams, Gerard, before taking the Vegas job?
Yeah, there was two other teams I've talked to and had interviews with, but you know, there was nothing more than that. You know, it was, I wouldn't say it was close or nothing, because you know, Vegas was the first team to, you know, to make the offer to me, and so. But there was definitely a couple other teams we talked to.
How much do you lean on what you went through, and we're with Gerard Glant, the new coach, the first coach of the Vegas Golden Knights, the 31st franchise in the NHL? You went through an expansion process with the Columbus Blue Jackets. So, did you sell yourself on that, or how much do you lean on that?
No, in the interview, I mean, that wasn't even brought up, to be honest with you. I mean, but you know what? It's going to be real important for me, because when we talked about it yesterday, and, you know, I had an outstanding experience in Columbus with Doug and everybody else there. I mean, it was a great opportunity, and it's exciting. Everything's brand new, and, you know, I mean, I think the players are going to be ecstatic when they see the facility. I just went through the practice facility this morning, and it's unbelievable. I mean, the guys, you know, when these players see this facility, it's unbelievable. It's probably going to be as nice or nicer than any I've ever seen. And the new arena is obviously real nice. So the players are going to be real excited, real happy to come here. But, you know, and the people around here are really excited. They can't wait. I mean, everything you do here, you know, people are recognizing already. So it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's probably going to go better than they thought it's going to go.
Is it going to be harder to adjust back to life in Summerside, or will it be harder to adjust to life in Vegas?
Summerside, probably.
Yeah. Takes a couple of days to slow down, eh?
And, yeah, it'll be easy. But, no, it's been, like I said, the last 3 days have been real busy. I had 4 good months of relaxation and a little bit of travel, so it's going to be fun to get back to work. There's no doubt about that.
I can't wait to see that picture of you and Brittany on the front porch. That'll be good. That's where Turk lives.
I'm getting lots of texts already from the boys.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, Friday Lunch Club's having fun with that one. Thanks, Gerard. We'll chat soon and hopefully get around to golfing.
Okay, guys. Sounds good. Talk to you.